Welcome to the More Life Church podcast. We are always encouraged to know that God is working through this ministry to touch lives. So if you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know and send us an email to amen@morelifechurch.com. Now enjoy today's message.
Thank you very much. Hey, we're glad to be here. My wife Brooke came with me today and I brought a spoon and a screwdriver. We'll talk about that in a minute. But how many owns at least a wooden spoon and a screwdriver? Hold up your hand so you'll be interested and see how that works into our service. We want to welcome today our online family. So we say hello to you, everybody watching through the computer, everybody watching online. We thank God for you. Amen. Well, Brooke, we got some reinforcements today from Kentucky. Gwen Brunzo, where are you at? Yeah, we got some family people here from Kentucky. All right. We needed some help. All the people, who else is here from Kentucky? Anybody else? No, you rolled up your hand. You grown up. Okay, buddy. I grown out, you grown up. All right, amen. So, amen. But I want to start off thanking Pastor Josh and Angie for the opportunity to be a part of your all's life. We were on the Overseers Board, Brooke and I. And we love your pastors. I've known your pastors for about 14 years before this ever began, and we saw the potential in them, and they're just they're exceptional people. How many will agree with that? And I'm thanking God for that. So we're going to start off in prayer and just thank God. Father, we thank you for today and your word. We thank you, Lord, for the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You're here to lead us and teach us and guide us. Empower us, protect us, even correct us by the power of the word of God. And I thank you for that. And Lord, we ask you to bless Pastor Josh and Anzi as the twins are graduating, Jacob and Julia. We thank you, Lord. It's just a special day. We just thank you today that this church, More Life Church, is your heart in this area, God. You love people. You sent your son to die that we could have life and have life more abundantly and have some heaven on earth and heaven for eternity. And I thank you for calling the Penningtons into service. And I thank you for the gifts and abilities in them that be multiplied through so we all could be a part and we could grow and our lives could change by the power of the word and the anointing of the Spirit of God. We give you praise for it. And everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to be looking at some scripture today, and we're going to be continuing on understanding spiritual gifts and basically to help us grow spiritually. So you can follow along in your Bible or on your phone, but most scriptures will be on the screen. So we're going to start in Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 2. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 2. I got this spoon out of the drawer in the kitchen. I'm not really sure where this wooden spoon come from. And I got this screwdriver out of my wife's toolbox. I don't own a toolbox, never have had a toolbox, probably never will have a toolbox, and I'm okay with that. I hope everybody else is. My wife came with a toolbox, a pregnant Tennessee walking horse mare, and an old Ford pickup, and I've been having a good time with her ever since. Amen. With bringing her toolbox and her horse and her pickup, and she has given me two wonderful children. I'm a blessed Carson and John. I'm a blessed man. So you'll see in a minute why we're talking about that today, a screwdriver and a wooden spoon. So we're going to talk about gifts today. We're going to talk about the power of gifts, and we're going to talk about the person of the Holy Spirit. So let's just take this ride today in the Word. When Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior of the land and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they answered and says, "No, we've not even heard there was a Holy Spirit." We know according to Scripture that salvation involves repentance and believing in Christ Jesus and the power of the cross and the risen Savior. We found out in Scripture also there's something beyond salvation, and that is the baptism and the person of the Holy Spirit. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. He said, "Now about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be ignorant." Turn to your neighbor and say, "We don't have time for ignorance." Everybody do that. Amen. Because we're going to find out if you're a spoon or if you're a screwdriver. How many kind of leans toward the spoon? You like to create and stir and fix and dig. Okay, how many leans toward the screwdriver? How many here doesn't know where you're leaning today? But anyway, we're getting close to lunch, so you'll be happy in a minute. So He said, I don't want you to be ignorant, brothers and sisters, about spiritual gifts. So it's broken down in three major areas, three gifts. Number one, eternal life. Eternal life. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. How many is thankful today by the Spirit of God we can have eternal life through Christ? How many is glad it's not how good we are, it's how good God is? Amen? How many is glad it's not about laws, it's about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Number two, the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Jesus commanded over 500 people now to go do this, but only 120 went to that upper room. I want to encourage you, when you love on people and give them word, give them scripture, give them prayer, when you do those things, don't be discouraged when everyone doesn't listen or obey. Play the percentages God did. At least 25% went to that upper room and changed the world. So just love people and just, you know, sow what you're supposed to sow and go on. The Holy Spirit, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father has promised, Jesus is speaking, which you have heard me speak about prior. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. And the reason the Holy Spirit come to empower us that we can live out a life of witness on this earth for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? So we could do what God has called us to do, be an example, be full of love, lay hands on the sick and they recover. All those things, you know what, guys? Listen, I'm going to take a little side journey here, just a little break. Listen to me. If we, the church, do our job and teach the person and the power of the Holy Spirit, there will not be the need for all the paranormal stuff on TV. The Walking Dead. Oh, Pastor, I love The Walking Dead. We have enough trouble with The Walking Living. Why are we worried about The Walking Dead? I mean, come on. Because you're a spiritual being and we have a hunger for spiritual things. I'm not mad or blaming anybody doing that stuff, you know. I got trapped in a haunted house in Louisville at 16 years old. It messed my head up. A guy come at me. My cousin and my brother and my other cousin, we all went down there and paid $10 in the 70s, which is stupid to go in this old four-story house. But let me tell you something. Some fool laid a chainsaw with no chain blade on it against my neck. When I drug him outside and was talking in another language, but it wasn't tongues, I said, why would you do this? He said, people like being scared. No, we don't. No, we don't. But if we do this correctly, how many knows it answers questions? Amen? Amen. Say this with me. The Holy Spirit is not goofy. All right. Number three, spiritual gifts. Romans 12, 6. We all have different gifts according to the different grace and abilities God has given unto us. So we're going to be different on purpose. That's the way God made us. So accept the difference and uniqueness God has given you. Please stop copying other people. Please, you know, you were born a masterpiece. You know, stop. You were born, created to be special and unique. Don't die a copy. Don't die copying somebody else. Be yourself. Find out who you are in Christ and be yourself and embrace yourself, because you'll be the best you anybody else can be. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. All these are the work of one, and the same Spirit He gives to each one just as He determines. So the Holy Spirit's given the gifts and abilities and things as Jesus has orchestrated for you and I to walk in those things. That's why we're all different. That's why we all have different giftings and graces. The definition of a spiritual gift. A spiritual gift is a special supernatural ability that God gives to each of His children so that together they can advance the purposes, His purposes in the world. In other words, advance the kingdom of God. It's a special gift given of God to each children, each of His children, that so together they can advance His purposes in the world. I've coached football, I've coached baseball. I've been a coach off and on all my life. I've been a pastor for 34 years. I grew up on a farm. I understand potential in coaching. I understand that. But usually sometimes we're so dissatisfied with the way we're made and we believe lies that we're not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, don't get enough attention. Usually we want to be something sometimes we're not gifted to be. My grandfather took me to baseball tryouts. I was about 7 and a half, 8 years old. And we went to tryouts. We went to the county seat. He drove up there and took me. All these other kids out, you know, were trying out for baseball. Our coaches were trying us out at different places and position. And how many knows little leaguers usually want to be pitchers or shortstops, right? You want to be a pitcher. You want to have the ball in your hand. You want to. So I stood in the line for kids that want to be a pitcher. I got up there and I pitched three balls. And sometimes I can't remember if I told y'all this story last time or not. But anyway, I pitched three balls. The first ball I pitched lodged in the back of the screen where the screen creases. Lodged, it didn't fall down. I had velocity. I always had velocity. Just didn't know. Only Jesus knew where the ball was going to go. The second pitch bounced in front of the plate. Bounced over the catcher's head. The kid's back there mumbling something. He couldn't get his glove up high enough to defend the ball, to catch the ball. And the coach is looking at me, just giving me that look like, hurry up and get done. So I said, I'm going to show them that I'm the best pitcher here, the best prospect here. So I reared back with my little farm ability, and I throwed that ball as hard as I could and knocked the helmet off the kid batting. Knocked the batting helmet plumb off. Well, he cried and laid back like he's having a seizure. He's crying. His mom said, you know, I told the coach, he ain't dead. That's what the helmet's for. That coach come over here and said, what's your last name? I whispered, Butcher. He said, you know better than that. Go get your gear on. My grandfather caught semi-pro baseball. My dad caught semi-pro baseball. I caught baseball. Our son was a catcher. I was trying to be something I wasn't gifted to do. It's amazing. I could sit down in a crouched position and throw straight to second base like a rocket, but I could not throw off the mound because it wasn't my gift. How many say amen? You know, when you get settled with your gift and comfortable with what God created you to be, it's really easy to live with. But understanding spiritual gifts. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, Paul said this, follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts. So God says, let's put pride aside, let's walk in humility, and let's walk in love and desire the gifts God's made us to be. I like to say it this way, we must discover why we're here. We must discover what's on the inside of us. How many here have a debit card? How many here have a credit card? How many knows you got to swipe it? You got to swipe that thing for it to be activated. You got to know its purpose. 3 weeks ago, I was in Kroger's in Carrollton, and I was getting some stuff to grill at my sister's. It was Mother's Day. My mom's 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, my mom's day. And I got up and I had all my stuff bought, and I swiped my card, and the lady goes, "It's not going to work." And I said, "Well, why won't it work?" She said, "It's got a chip in it." And I said, okay, what's a chip? She showed me how to, that's what I'm talking about. You got to stick the, that's confusing. Why they got the swiping thing and the sticking thing on the same thing? I don't understand that. That's very confusing to someone that got out of high school 46 years ago. But anyway, so I rammed her up in there, and the lady kept licking and said, well, okay. So what's your PIN number? I said, what's a PIN number? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know about PIN numbers. She said, you got to have a PIN number. So I said, excuse me. It's embarrassing when you got to move your stuff over in that cart, you know, they push over to the side that people can't pay for. I'm the pastor. The church is right across the street. The people looking at me, it's not good. But anyway, I called my wife and she says, I think it's 1973 or two or something. Anyway, while I was doing that, getting over my shame, this lady, girl I grew up with, she pays for my groceries, which is nice. She's a local, she works at a local restaurant there. We've grown up together and known each other. And she said, that's all right, Pat, if you pay me back, you probably won't remember, whatever, don't worry about it, I just want to help you out. And I heard an older lady, older than me and her, in the back going, he must be a nice old man. That's how I pushed my card out, and I'm going, well, maybe I'll come back next Sunday and this will work again. I don't know, but I did not know what I had. I believe a lot of the body of Christ don't know what they have. And if they don't know what they have, how can they do what they're called to do? So first of all, we got to discover our spiritual gifts. We got to discover what God has downloaded into us, put on our card so we can be swiped or we can be activated. That's why growth steps is so important in More Life, because it helps you find out why you're here. So number one, we got to discover. Everybody say discover. We got to discover what's on the inside of us. You know, how many appreciates our worship team up here? Aren't you glad that I'm not leading worship this morning? When our church started, our home church started, I led worship for a year and a half. There was more people interceding than you ever saw. I didn't have anybody else. My sister played piano, you know, but finally God sent, it's not my gift, you know. It's not within me. I love to sing unto the Lord, but it's just not my gift to lead. So we do this in love, and I want you to know your gifts are unique. Look at your neighbor and say, you're one of a kind. Look at your other neighbor and say, you're a piece of work. Now look at your other neighbor and say, I'm not going to say what's been said over me, but God says I'm blessed. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. They're different kinds of gifts, but the same Holy Spirit. In other words, we're going to find out what we're gifted to do. Isn't it amazing how you hang around certain people that gifts come off of you onto them? I don't think it's a coincidence. My grandfather had a tryout for the Cincinnati Reds. Sad to say, he blew it with other purposes I won't say, but he was thought enough by the Reds organization to get a tryout as just a country kid out of Owen County. My dad caught semi-pro ball around the area. I caught ball. My son caught ball. It's just some things are passed down in families. Listen, if you've got something passed down from a family in strength, don't deny that. Don't push it away. But don't let someone in a family or over you try to force you into a square peg if you're round. Don't let people pressure you and push you. Find out by the Spirit of God according to His Word. Look, be honest with the passions in your heart. I mean, you know, again, back to the praise team, the children's workers, the ushers. People here have passion because they love God, they love people. Amen? So that's why I see why we call this thing More Life Church, because there's more life in God. So there's different kind of gifts, and your gifts are needed. Number two, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. It says, now all of you together are Christ's body, and each one of you separate and necessary part of it. You're a necessary part of it. Now, you know, let's just be honest. How many's ever, we get attracted to the physical, we get attracted to how things look and sound, you know, taste and feel. That's the five sense realm. But we're to be led by the Spirit, not the flesh. That's true, as we mature. But how many's ever had anybody come up to you and say, you have pretty eyes, pretty hair, pretty complexion, pretty personality, all that stuff. That guy there, he's just pretty. He's raised his hand for everything. Amen. Well, Father, I thank you. Whatever's on him comes on us, so I ain't never had all that said about me. But all of those things were said about things of the exterior on the outside. But no one ever walked up to me and you and said, you have a beautiful liver. They can't see our liver. Or you got a wonderful set of kidneys, or your adrenal glands are working good. They don't do that because they're not seen, and the Bible calls things sometimes not seen uncomely or behind the wall. The truth is, God measures them both the same. How many say amen? And if we don't have the people behind the scenes doing, support the people in front of the scenes doing, the scene doesn't get done. Because we have a new script in life. Once you give your heart to Christ Jesus, you've got a new script. Here's the new script. Jesus said, you're the head and not the tail. Jesus said, I'm going to finish what I start with you. Jesus said, you have authority in my name. There's a new script. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. There's a new script. And when you have a new script, you're going to change the way you talk, change the way you walk, change the way you think. When you do all that, you're going to step into a more blessed life. So I encourage you, if you haven't been involved in growth steps yet, I encourage you to do that. If you have, just continue on and step into what God has for you. So you might be a liver, you might be blue eyes, whatever. You might be a thumb, you might be a toe, but we're all needed. Jack Lambert, just a little throw out here. Anybody remember Jack Lambert? You got to be old to remember Jack Lambert. Played linebacker for Pittsburgh. Jack Lambert was old style linebacker. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Jack Lambert's the one who hit John Elway first time he got tackled in the NFL. He said, welcome to the real game. Because John Elway played baseball for the Yankees for 2 years, if anybody cares. Jack Lambert didn't have any teeth in the front. He was a missile with cleats. He got turf toe. He got turf toe, I think right foot. Think right big toe. He begged the physician of the Pittsburgh Steelers to cut off his toe so he could play football. And the guy finally said, you're going to have to finish your career. You take the toe off, you lose your balance. I want to tell you, there's big toes in the body of Christ that's not seen a lot. But when they're not in place, we lose our balance. I may say amen. So I just encourage you now just to respect and love and honor each other as we move the body of Christ along and gather people for the kingdom. Number three, his gifts, the Holy Spirit's gifts, are fulfilling. Jesus said in John 15, he said, this is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So there's a relationship here, being a disciple and being able to bear fruit. And he said, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full and complete. There's a difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is related to happenings. Right. If things aren't going good, if things aren't working well, if you don't get good news, your happiness can be fleeting. But joy is of the Spirit, and joy is eternal. It has to be stirred and tapped into on a daily basis. The joy of the Lord is our what? strength. Look at your neighbor and say, you've got more strength than you realize. So the Spirit's giftings allow us to step into all God has for us. And number four, his gifts touch other people's lives. 1 Peter 4:10 says this, God has given gifts to each one of you from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Manage them well so that God's generosity can flow through you. Don't be afraid of small beginnings. Don't be afraid of God using you in this place or that place. Just honor God, fulfill the need, help it match up to your giftings and move forward. Because the truth is, guys, you and I were made to do what we were called to do. My English teacher, Miss Mary Kenny Shipp, she called me up in front of the class publicly as a junior and said to me one day, she said, your English is atrocious. You don't even know the difference between a preposition. She went on, said, you use conjunctions. She just lit me up. This old lady did lit me up. I love her and respect her. She was an old maid, got married at 72. I'll leave that to you to think about. But anyway. And I said, Miss Mary Kenny Shipp, with all respect to you, ma'am, I'm going to raise hogs and cattle. I'm going to raise corn and alfalfa and tobacco. And none of those things talk back to me. I just water and feed and take care of. And nobody talks back to me. And she said, I hope to God you never speak publicly in front of people because you'll embarrass yourself in our high school. And all due respect, Miss Mary Kenny Shipp, I hope you made heaven. I'm still trying to talk better with English. How many say amen? God will take, he'll take the unwise thing to confuse the wise. And I'm telling you, you were created on purpose for a purpose. You have purpose in this earth beyond just living, working, and dying. And the definition of purpose is simply this. It's a desire or intended result. A desire or intended result. Just like me wanting to be the pitcher. You know, I'll have a fifth grader, a big stout fifth grade kid, and he'll already weigh 120 pounds and he wants to be a quarterback. He can't throw a ball from here to that seat, but he can hold off two linebackers at the same time. I said, honey, if you want to win, you got to go where your gift lays. I want to say to you today, if we want to win, you've got to acknowledge, you've got to discover your gifting and then help let others help develop. That's the second D of your gifting. Spend time, go through growth steps. Let people help you and help people train you. There's rookie ball, there's class A ball, there's double A ball, there's triple A ball, there's major league ball and baseball, and that's how it works in the kingdom of God. Yeah. If somebody says, I would never park cars, well, you're never going to get beyond parking cars with that attitude. How many say amen? Because somebody's got to park cars, and somebody, that's the first thing people see when they drive in. And if they see people full of joy, full of love of God, and happy to see you, happy you're in more life, can we help you? We love you, city. Well, park over there if you can find a spot over there. I mean, that's not the right attitude. You're prepackaged with spiritual gifts to reveal the love and the personality and the goodwill of Father God. You come loaded with these things. But the enemy wants to lie to you and to me and tell us we don't amount to nothing. Tell us we're full of mistakes and failures and shame. I want to tell you something. We've all failed. But the Bible says a righteous man or woman, boy and girl will fall, but God will get them up seven times in a row. How many say amen? So I want to encourage you today that you have a God-given assignment from heaven, and the gifts God's given you is there accordingly. By grace, and God's going to give you the ability to walk this thing out. And he did this because, first of all, he loves the church. He wants his church to grow and be whole, like the eye needs the hand and the finger needs the liver. We want to do this together. And secondly, he wants to reach the broken, lost world with the love of Christ. And that's why More Life is doing so good, because it's reaching beyond the four walls of this place. How many is thankful for the sanctuary? Amen. Which way is it? That way. Amen. Well, reach your hand some way, and I'll just point this way. Father, we thank you for that sanctuary. We thank you it's built, filled, and paid for in multiple times. Father God, we thank you for the thousands of people you want to touch in this area. Father God, we thank you More Life will be a representation, as it has been, of your More Life in Jesus' name. How many say amen? You're individually blessed. You're uniquely blessed. You're wonderfully made. Your DNA, your fingerprint, your personality is one of a kind. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, listen to what it says in the Amplified. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do good works. Everybody say good works. Which God has predestined, planned beforehand, for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to get downloaded from his word and by his spirit, looking at our passions so we can walk this thing out. Getting God's wisdom is the most important thing you and I can get in this life. Getting information from his word. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7 says, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get skillful and godly wisdom, and with all you have gotten, get understanding, comprehension, and interpretation. I want to say it to you this way. You might have a health issue today, financial issue today, a marital issue today, mental issue today, whatever it is, a grief issue today. All those things are issues, and they're very important. But the thing is we need wisdom on how to walk through every one of those. Amen? And we need God's wisdom. We don't need talk show wisdom. We don't need 12-step wisdom. We need God's wisdom full of his word so he can help us to walk through these things. It's not just enough to know the Lord. It's to experience him and the power of his spirit. And on this journey, discover and develop and let God distribute us to the body of Christ so we can live the good life and be an example to the things of the world and the people of the world. So I want to end with this. If you turn to Romans chapter 12 with me. Romans chapter 12. It's vital that through God's word and by his spirit, you and I begin to locate who we are, what we have, and what our assignment is on this earth. Because you're at the right place at the right time, and God has so much ahead for you and me. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. Paul says, I beseech you there, or appeal to you therefore, brethren, men and women, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So how are we going to do that? Number two, by verse two. Do not be conformed or squeezed or shaped to this world, fashioned after this world's age, but be ye transformed, changed, renewed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. How many knows those three words there? Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Well, I want to encourage you today not to settle for just what's good. I want to encourage you today not to just settle what's just acceptable. How many knows we need to shoot for the perfect will of God in our life? Now, he's not asking us to be perfect. He's asking us to follow his perfect plan with imperfect people. We never can be perfect, but to find out. I never would have made it as a pitcher, but I could have some success as a catcher. Same as my father, my grandfather, and our son. I was planting corn one day. And we were moving from farm to farm, and our planter wasn't real big like you guys got some big planters. We had a four-row Alice Chalmers planter, and I was moving down the road 5 miles to another farm to plant corn. I couldn't find the proper, created specifically for the use of a hitch pin to hook behind my planter, behind my pickup truck. So I couldn't find the hitch pin. I couldn't find the linch pin. So what I did is old Pastor Pat grabbed a big screwdriver. And I took a big screwdriver, way bigger than this, and I put it down in the hook of the tongue of the planter to my pickup truck, and I did good for 3.5 miles. And I said, "This is working. This is good." You know, sometimes, listen. If your screwdriver is to tighten and to loosen, it is not to dig a hole in the ground. It can be used as a weapon and hurt someone. When you don't know who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ, sometimes people will use you as a weapon. Yeah. Your life will be used as a weapon. But when you know who you are and what you have and what belongs to you, you won't allow people to use you wrongly, because you won't be codependently bound in that confusion, because you will be answering to God and the rest will work itself out. So when I hit the bridge at Big Twin Bridge outside of Perry Park, Kentucky, my corn planter come disengaged from my Ford pickup truck. And it passed me, on the road, passed me, and took out my neighbor's mailbox. The mailbox went way up in there and stuck into the side of the road, the ground there. My dad come up, and I know he never would say it, but I know he wanted a DNA test because he couldn't believe any son of his was that stupid. Anyway, he said, "Why in the world would you put a screwdriver in there?" So I couldn't find the specifically, diagnostically designed whatever it was to be the pen. So I settled. And thank God didn't tear up a lot, but I settled. Don't settle for anything outside of what God's called you to be and do. Have the right heart. Be willing to try and do anything, but help people discover what, let people help you discover and develop and distribute what God has for you. This is a cooking spoon or a mixing spoon for salad or all that stuff. This is a spoon. You can use this as a weapon if you want to. This would make a real good hitch pin until you put pressure on it and it would break. But I had an older friend, he's gone on now, he passed, but he took a tablespoon. Now, we know that if we're used for the proper purposes, everything works out and there's a fluid part of life. He took a tablespoon and dug out of a county jail. 3 months. The amazing thing is he hid the dirt and he never figured out where the dirt went. He slowly dug under a 3-foot wall and a footer and dug out of a county jail with a tablespoon. Not the proper use for a spoon. I mean, say amen. Don't let anyone use your giftings wrongly. You go to God and allow people to help you, like Pastor Josh and Angie and the staff here and the believers here at Moral Life Church, and find the giftings and callings of God and step into being used properly so you won't lose your planter on the way to the next field. That makes sense? All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you today for this crowd. I thank you for these people. They just love you, God. I just lift up everyone today. Father, we come here and we got all kinds of stuff going on in our life, and some's good and some's not, and some requires prayer, and some just requires just hanging on and believing in you, standing on the word. So, Father, I thank you for everyone here. Father God, I thank you that this Memorial Day, this weekend, we can just celebrate the greatest sacrifice. That's your son, Jesus. And because of you, Jesus, men and women are willing to die for what they believe in. A nation like this country, United States of America. Father, we thank you for revival in our nation. Starting in each and every house. Coming into our church house. Being in our church house. And all the way to our state houses and to the White House. Politics won't change this, God. Only you and your presence will change this. So we thank you today for everyone here. And Father, just two things before I stop. If you're here today and you've never made Jesus your Lord, you've been used improperly, you've been talked to improperly, you've been lied to, Jesus loves you. He died for me and you. Father God sent him to pay a price we couldn't pay. And if you'll simply accept what he did and fulfilled his assignment today as being your substitute, you too can be saved. If you're here today and you say, I want to make Jesus my Lord, I want to be saved, or you say, I just want to return to God, I want to get back in the toolbox so Father God can use me appropriately, so I can be fulfilled and full of joy, I want to pray for you today. For everyone who would say, yes, that's me, Pastor Pat, would everyone just pray out loud with me, with those who are making that decision today, just say real loudly, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. Jesus, I repent of my sin. I ask you into my heart as my Savior and Lord. And from this day forward, I will follow you. I will allow your gifts, talents, and abilities to be used in me to the church of your kingdom. Now, Father, all those out there today like me have struggled at times. What's my place? Where do I believe? What do I belong to? I mean, what do you want to do with me, God? Father, I speak an opening and an opportunity that they would step into and say, God, use me the way you created me to be used, the talents and gifts and abilities, and help me get on the spiritual growth track so I can be discovered, I can be developed, and I can be distributed. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you guys. We sure love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed through the teaching of God's Word. This resource is generously supported by More Life Church and listeners like you. We would like to give you the opportunity to partner with us to impact the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. To give or to learn more about More Life Church, visit our website at morelifechurch.com.